As I continue on my journey of health and recovery from my brain injury, I've been inspired to delve into diet and supplements. I'm currently on prescribed medications for headaches, fatigue, and executive function issues, and while they help me cope, my aim is to thrive, not just survive. My exploration into supplements actually started 6 months before my brain injury. I began taking a multivitamin, D3, and krill oil. Post-injury, I continued these and added magnesium and turmeric. During a discussion with my neurologist, I learned these supplements weren't harmful, though there was no solid evidence of their benefit. He did suggest adding 400 mg of B2 vitamins daily, as recent research supports its role in brain health, potentially reducing fatigue, depression, and improving memory. It's tough to say whether the supplements are making a difference. My condition has improved since my accident, but it's unclear if the improvements are due to the supplements or natural recovery. Nonetheless, I'm not ready to stop them yet. After 2 months of taking these supplements, blood tests at my annual physical showed the best results I've had in years, particularly for inflammation linked to my chronic fatigue. My doctor advised continuing what I was doing. This led me to research diet changes. With a busy life of work and 3 children, I needed an easy way to include more fruits and vegetables in my diet. South Shore Organics, which delivers weekly organic produce, became my solution. It varied my family's diet with vegetables like squash, leeks, and kale. Breakfast used to be a challenge for me, but green smoothies have become a daily staple. I joined a 30-day challenge and even bought a book on it. Preparing fruit and greens every Sunday for the week ahead has become part of my routine. Initially, I'd set up everything the night before to make mornings easier. These preparation strategies are crucial in post-brain injury life. While I've made significant dietary changes, like cutting out alcohol and soda and using healthier cooking alternatives like coconut oil, I'm still on my way to regaining wellness. I plan to integrate an anti-inflammatory diet more fully into my life. However, it's important to clarify that these changes haven't returned me to my pre-accident state, but they're steps towards continued recovery. As I navigate the road to recovery from my brain injury, I've realized the importance of being proactive in my health journey. Diet and supplement choices have become integral parts of this process. While I haven't fully regained my pre-accident health, the dietary changes and supplement regimen have contributed positively to my overall well-being. It's a continuous path of discovery and adaptation, highlighting the need for patience and persistence. More about Amy Duffy. Since sustaining my brain injury, I've been on a journey towards recovery, focusing on diet and supplements. I'm currently balancing prescribed medications with a regimen of B2 vitamins and other supplements. I've also embraced a healthier diet, including organic produce and green smoothies. This journey is about more than just coping. It's about thriving and discovering new ways to improve my health.